Remarks of the President, Stamford, Connecticut, 18 October 1952.
Mr. President, I would like to present to you, in behalf of the people of the city of Stamford, which is a great honor and a great privilege, the key to our city, in behalf of the great record you have given to the people of our country, civic, political, and social welfare. I hope that you will use this key and find time in your later life to come back and visit us.
We're going quick here in a minute. Mr. Mayor, I can't tell you how very much I appreciate that key, because I've got here in my pocket a gold key to the White House made by the same outfit. So if I can get the key into Stamford, you see, I don't know what's going to happen after I leave, because that key has my name on it, and I don't know whether I can turn it over to my successor or not. I may want to get into the back door someday. Thank you very much for that most cordial, courteous reception. I appreciate it most highly. I've come here to ask you to vote the Democratic ticket for President and Vice President, to send Democrats to the Senate and the Congress. The Democratic Party in Connecticut is putting up some of the finest men I've ever seen as candidates for Congress. For Senator Bill Benton, who served just 6 years, and he's done a good job of it. For the other senators to succeed Brian McMahon, you have Abe Ribicoff, who has a record in Congress that's beyond compare. He'll do you a good job as a senator. You also have an excellent young man in Joe Lyford for the Congress. And for Congress at large, Stanley Priveson. I'm sure they'll do you wonderful jobs. Our presidential candidate is the finest new leader to come along since Franklin Roosevelt in 1932. You know, the President of the United States has to make some most important decisions, decisions that can make the difference between prosperity or depression, the difference between peace or war. He is the man who has to decide about the use of the atomic bomb. With Adlai Stevenson in the White House, you will have a president who thinks always of what is best for you and for the country. He has learned a great deal about civil government in Washington, at the United Nations, and as governor of a great state. And he won't have to take the word of any rich man's lobbyist or any old guard senator about what's good for the American people. I could not talk to you without emphasizing the fact that this part of the world is absolutely essential to the welfare of the whole country. You have, in this great state of Connecticut, which I've been traveling around for the last, I've been across the country, across Connecticut, north and south, I've been across east and west, and I have never seen a more prosperous looking country. And the Republicans say that we're going for dogs and don't have anything worthwhile, and we don't have any jobs. We've only got 62 million jobs in this country. They said we never could do that. We're living in an eventful period in the nation's history, and we must have in the White House a man endowed with knowledge of civilian affairs and understanding of the great American principles of patience and integrity. and Stevenson has shown that he possesses these qualities. But I'm sorry to say, the same cannot be said about the Republican candidate for president. He's a great military leader, but he has had none of the experience, and he has not shown the qualities that are required for a man to live the next 4 years in the White House. And that's up to you. You've got to make up your mind. You're very, very courteous people. You've got to make up your mind what you want for this country's welfare for the next 4 years. And it's up to you. I'm only going around the country giving you the facts as they affect your welfare for the next 4 years. I know more about what's necessary for the continuation of the present situation of prosperity, the welfare of the world, and peace in the world, I think, than any other man in this country. And I felt that I owed it to the people of this country to let them know just exactly what the facts are, and the only way you can find them out is for me to come out and tell you about them. That's what I'm doing. Now, go home. Study the situation. Look at the records of the candidates. Find out what they know and what they don't know. Find out the record of the candidates in Congress on the Republican side and on the Democratic side. And if you do that, you can't do but one thing, and that's to vote for the welfare of the free world, the welfare of the greatest nation in the history of the world, and for your own welfare right here at home. If you do that, we'll have Adlai Stevenson in the White House the next 4 years.